Josh.
Maxwell.
You sound tired and dumb.
I'm sick.
Wow. And did you need to sleep longer or no?
You know this takes priority over my health.
I think that you don't actually care about this more than your health.
I thought you were going to say, I think you don't actually care about your health, which would have been more accurate.
Tell us about your why you don't care about your health and how.
Well, I only started at age 36 to eat vegetables.
You grow up as a non-vegetable eater?
Yeah, I mean, there were certain ones, but only certain ones. I actually met a guy that I work with who's like really out in the open about this, and it's inspiring. He like tells his coworkers and his employees, like, you know, I don't eat vegetables. And he's not saying it in like a curmudgeon-y way. He's like, this is just who I am. You need to accept it. And then all the people in his life that care about him, I watch them like plead with him. And they're like, just eat vegetables. And he's like, look, I eat a spinach smoothie in the mornings,
That is
and that's
vegetable.
all I'm ever gonna do.
That's like more than a lot of people. What are we talking about?
I mean, I don't do that, but
What? So he eats more vegetables than you do.
well, no, I eat spinach in the morning too. I put it in my eggs.
Wow. Look at
But that's
you.
pretty much as far as it goes.
What? There are people out there that don't eat fruit, and I think that they should be culled from society.
I mean, I could say the same. It's an exaggeration, but like, I own bananas and I own those little cutie clementines or whatever, but
But they're just so cute, you keep them around for.
that's right. I like to hoard cute things.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, you're the opposite of cute, that's for sure. Well, Iranian attack, what do you think?
I figured that's what we're talking about. Iranian attack.
Well, I
I
have
mean,
another topic too.
let's just get it out of the way.
The other topic?
No, this.
The Iranian attack.
Yeah, start heavy, end light. Because whatever your other topic is, it's going to be like something that happened to you or a thought that popped into your head, and it's going to be so much more lighthearted than this bullshit.
Yeah, we'll see. Can't say.
Okay. I mean, Iran, I woke up thinking about it because, I wake up and go on Instagram like an asshole.
Tell me about that. Bet phone next to
And
your
there's.
phone right on the fucking nightstand, Instagram immediato.
No, it's much worse. It's phone. First of all, I don't have a good nightstand right now. I have a king size. I have a king size bed, and I have a small room for that king size bed. So, like, if I put a nightstand next to the bed, then the door doesn't open all the way.
We call it, so you have a room bed, not a bedroom.
I have sheets on my king size bed that have cell phone pockets on the side of the bed.
Oh my God. That's
And
what
I
they're
don't
for, you're
use them.
sure?
And I don't use them because I snuggle the cell phone closer than the pockets will permit. Okay.
Right.
Woke up at 4 a.m. this morning, took a piss, snuggled my cell phone, opened Instagram. Back to bed at 4:15, spent 15 minutes destroying my sleep.
Right. And then were you unable to fall asleep?
Nah, I fell asleep.
Yeah. Oh, I got a
Just
few things to
dreamt
talk
about
about.
nuclear holocaust, that's all.
Right. Yes, that's so bad, that phone situation. That's as bad
It's
as it
not
gets.
good. It's
Yeah.
not good, and it's like so hypocritical. I'm not like giving therapy to people right now, but in the 6 years that I've given therapy, anybody with sleep issues, anybody with anxiety issues, I was telling them, like, don't do this.
Right. Right. You like give that advice to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even advice, it's like evidence-based fact. Like, you cannot do this and be healthy.
Yeah. I gotta stop. I used to have a manual alarm clock, and that's how I would have the time whilst in bed, and
And
even
when you say
alarm off.
manual alarm clock, you mean you would get a hand job at the same time in the morning every morning?
Yes, exactly. That's how I would awake. What are you
Okay.
trying to pepper this with something? You feel like this is boring, and you're trying to pepper it with some lewd talk, some locker room talk.
Yeah.
Stick to the geopolitics.
I felt going into this that it was going to be a boring episode because I got nothing.
I got three different fucking things.
You do
Iran,
every time. You're ready for this.
geopolitics, because I'm a good conversationalist. What are you? You're a
A
color guy,
listener.
a
A
listener.
listener.
Well, there's an Iran attack, so that was that. I
You just
actually.
want to go over it like that?
I don't know what else is there to say. I hope Israel doesn't respond. This is what I've been like. I was like a little stoned last night. I had an edible and watching this Iran attack unfold, worried about friends and family in Israel. And I kept on tweeting and then deleting the tweet, like before I tweeted it, like writing a tweet and then deleting it, being like, I hope Israel doesn't do anything in response to this. Because the biggest flex they had was just like being having their defenses be impregnable, to quote Mike, Iron Mike Tyson.
Great quote, great reference.
I almost tweeted that. Like literally, like our defenses are impregnable.
Praise be to Allah.
Is he Muslim? He might be.
That's the next line in that interview
Oh, it
is,
is? Okay.
my defenses are impregnable. Praise be to Allah.
So it's pretty fitting, I think. Because why not, man? Praise be Allah, our defenses are impregnable. Fuck off, yo. But I was also gonna like do some lame comparison to jujitsu.
Oh, yeah, you're an
I
animal.
know. So there's layers to this, right? There's layers to the idea that I need to tweet something, some type of thought leadership. How fucking brutal is that? And like,
Yeah, it's egomaniacal. I did the same. I posted a prayer.
right.
It's like, first of all, I don't even put a kippah on. Like, I'm again, just like the cell phone thing in therapy, like I'm preaching what I do not practice.
Right.
And second of all, what ego that I think what Israel needs right now is for me to go on Instagram and fake pray.
Right. Right. Like you
What are we?
posted a prayer, one that you did not actually utter yourself. And say,
Well, Instagram is so powerful. Here's what it was. I saw the prayer posted by somebody else. I clicked it. It's a bunch of like yeshiva bucher men singing in their like droning, not so good atonal voices, but there's slight harmony to it. And the slight harmony got me choked up momentarily because I was scared that we were going to war. And so the elicited emotional response, I felt like I needed to disseminate globally.
right. Everyone needs to.
Everybody needs to feel the lump in their throat or the anxiety that I feel.
Right. Yeah,
And nobody does. I
mine
just
is
had a bunch
worse.
of women that won't follow me
Right. Again,
now.
back to your like primary objectives for using the internet, which is hilarious. Mine is even more cringe, to be honest with you. I'm just like, which honestly, dude, I feel like this is good content for this podcast, by the way, because it's just like two guys in their 30s, like trying to figure out their relationship to the fucking internet and like lamenting how dumb and cringe it is. Mine is like thought leadership. Oh, jujitsu. You know, if your guy who's a black belt in jujitsu gets like, some fucking white belt, aka Iran, tries to like attack him or whatever, and he just completely defends every attack and dismantles every attack. Does the black belt in jujitsu then like break his arm? No, he doesn't even need to, man. That's how good he is at jujitsu. It's like this confidence that you actually don't need to even destroy the opponent because you know you can like, and it's true. And if you roll with somebody in jujitsu who isn't a maniac and they're sick at jujitsu, they're gonna like calmly just, you know, parry all of your attacks and just like that's it, you know?
I like your metaphor, except, or your analogy, except the white belt has a gun in his car, being a
Right.
nuclear bomb, and they are going to crawl to their car.
Right, so you got to just fucking choke them out.
You got to break their legs or kill them.
What if you slash the tires on their car?
I agree. I think you got to bomb the car. You got to destroy the
Oh,
gun.
yeah. We got to do a gun buyback program on their gun.
So I think I disagree with you that Israel should show restraint. I think that would be really noble and honorable, and in 3 years it would lead to a nuclear war.
It's the path to peace. Somebody's got to take the first step of not doing, like, of not perpetuating the cycle of violence. But hey,
Yeah.
I think
Do you
more
th
interesting
so
than that is the need to convey some fucking type of odd metaphor about it. And it's like, it's just so trite. It's hilarious.
I agree with that. That part is hilarious. You think that if Israel role models restraint, Iran, their enemy working towards nuclear weaponry, will be like inspired by that and be like, you know what? My big brother's pretty cool after all. I'm not gonna shoot him.
No, I think that like it can also lead to a lot. Like it's like Israel shows restraint so we can get more of the world back on our side. We can
Naive.
try, we can have the Biden administration stop giving Iran money because obviously they just use it to fucking
Naive.
launch missiles.
Max,
And
why would these things happen? They've never happened before in history.
I guess, I don't know, man. It's just like enough war, like nobody wants that. You know,
Yeah, totally. That's I
like there's
feel
all
like
this Arab support from Jordan and Egypt and Saudi. Like, how do we, like, everybody needs to sit around the table and be like, all right, guys, we're not gonna fucking blow Iran out of the water. What do we do though? Tell us what to do. Because otherwise, we're just gonna be defending fucking missiles through your territory, the shrapnel of which is gonna be dropping on all of your citizens. So, what do you want us to do? You know?
I, as a non-diplomat, I agree with that. I think that if we solicited partnering neighbors for advice, that would be a gesture. And when they ultimately definitely don't give the advice, because they'll say, yeah, use restraint, don't do anything, then we do everything.
I think it's naive to think that Bibi hasn't wanted this to happen for the entire 12 years that he's been in fucking power, you know, and it's like finally his moment. And it actually makes me think that it's something that was in the possible strategy here of having Iran finally get to this point where they directly attack Israel so that he can now just fucking fuck them up. And it's just like, I guess that's fine, but it also it's like if the world didn't hate Israel, I mean, the world already does. I don't know, dude. I'm a peace activist, I think. I'm becoming one. I mean, not,
Look,
sorry,
man.
activist might be too strong of a word.
Yeah, you're not active at all. I
Yeah.
mean, you almost tweeted.
I'm a phone checking peace, peacey. I check
You're
my phone.
a peace analogy maker.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even, I deleted the tweet several times, so I'm an analogy
Yeah,
drafter.
I don't disagree that BB benefits from this and maybe even wanted this outcome for his own personal and political reasons. However, it doesn't change who our enemy is and what our enemy will do.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I think is if we fucking drop a bunch of bombs on them, maybe the people will just like revolt in Iran. But
Like
I don't know, bro.
against the Ayatollah, like against their leadership.
Yeah.
If we drop a bunch of bombs on their leadership, then the people will be inspired to finish the job. Is that the
Yeah,
idea?
they'll like be able to because the government is so hobbled and the
I
military.
already saw an analyst that said exactly that, and I subscribe to that.
Hell
And
yeah,
I don't,
dude. I could be
it's
the
wishful
analyst.
thinking. It's
Oh.
wishful thinking, but even if it doesn't happen, I think it sends a message to the people of Iran that your leadership is bringing destruction. So even if the people of Iran don't act on it, they know that they shouldn't have confidence in their weak ass leadership.
Yeah, like I saw somebody highlighting just the simple fact that there were gas lines in Tehran and not in Israel. Like Israel, everybody just went home. They all have their bunkers, right? Because Israel builds for this, right? To protect their people from all these bombs. Except, you know who they didn't protect? The Bedouins down in the desert. And that's the only person that was injured from this
Was that
is like,
kid?
yeah, because they don't have bomb shelters. And partner of mine wrote a like is work was working on a story about this.
Hold on.
Anyway, I don't know if we can talk about it because it was unpublished, or I don't really know the deal, but it's just
Well, we
basic.
know that there was a 10-year-old Bedouin boy who was
I think it was a girl.
critically injured by the bombing.
Yeah.
So let me just challenge this for a second, because I didn't live in Israel, but Israel. Is you're blaming Israel for not building bomb
Yeah, they
shelters
don't have
from.
bomb shelters. They live in shanty towns down there.
Yeah, they're a fucking nomadic people. Where are you
But they're
gonna put
not
the bomb
at this
shelter?
point. No, they're not. It like they're called that, but they're not. They
Okay,
just
are the
don't.
shanty towns legal establishments? Are they
That's
neighborhoods?
also the problem. But like Israel should legalize them. And I don't know
Should
enough of what
legalize
I'm
them.
talking
Yeah, I think
about.
that's like a tent city in San Francisco. Like, should we legalize
These
it?
people have been on this land for, I think, the longest out of anybody to some extent. You know what I mean?
Well, again, by lands, you mean like they wandered the land for thousands of years. The
Right.
shanty town is 20 years old.
For sure. But nonetheless, like, they, yeah, I don't know. I think they don't get like services. They don't.
I don't think they pay taxes.
That could be, man. I mean, but they, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough about the topic. But the point is that they're still part of the fabric of the country.
Totally.
Some of them
And we
serve in the
should protect
military.
them. We should
Yeah.
protect them, except they're a chronically homeless population and nomadic population.
They should
So
build bomb shelters for them. For the
I,
homeless. You're a social worker.
yeah, no, I agree that if we're going to have bomb shelters in a nice neighborhood, we should have bomb shelters in every neighborhood. But
Especially for those that don't have them built into their homes.
you're talking about the middle of the fucking Negev.
Yeah, but there's like towns there, and in Israel, the bus stops serve as bomb shelters. You know, the bus stops are like reinforced concrete because of this,
Yeah, I
especially in
saw
the
that.
because of this topic.
I saw that down in the OTEF, and it wouldn't be too hard to make a couple of those.
Exactly.
I agree
That's
with
exactly
you.
the point.
I
You're a
agree with you.
younger brother just trying to be argumentative. And I respect that too. Because I also see you as a leader and a mentor for me in a lot of ways.
You just flip the tables, you younger piece of shit. I'm gonna put you in a fucking headlock.
I know. What I did enjoy was all the memes as all the Israelis waited for this barrage. Like there's hundreds of drones and ballistic missiles in the air. Takes several hours to get there. And the memes that Israelis were generating were hilarious. Like it's like such a dark humor. It like takes me back to my grandparents talking of calling the bug zapper the crematorium. You know what I mean? Like it's just like we've been dealing with this shit for thousands of years and we're funny naturally, I guess. So the only thing we have to do is to just laugh about it. I love that.
Yeah, there's this funny gay Ecuadorian guy that I follow who lives in Israel now. But he's like super Ecuadorian and super gay. And he posted a funny video of just like how anticlimactic that was. And he's like, it's giving, I didn't even try. He's like taunting Iran. He's like, why you wake me up at 2 a.m.?
And he lives in Israel.
Yeah, he lives in Tel Aviv.
Well, I got a dog.
Yeah, you got a great Pyrenees white fluff ball. Insanely cute.
You saw that shit? Or you're getting messages from partner about it?
I'm getting messages from partner, and you know, it was, I told partner, she they
Don't say her
talk.
gender.
They talk just like you, even through text message,
Oh,
to the point
God.
where I thought I was talking to you through her account, their account. And so I asked, like, is this Max? And they were like, whatever. So they like didn't answer directly. You guys talk exactly the same. It's adorable.
Yeah, it's a thing, I guess, about, or like, does that happen when you spend years with somebody? You just start to like converge.
You pick up some colloquialisms, but you guys talk with the same cadence and rhythm and accent. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's happening. We're starting to dress the same. It's fucking
You
bad, dude.
are one, and it's so kabbalistically romantic.
Well, so we talk about the, in our relationship, we talk about there being three people. There's me, there's her, and then there's us.
Yeah, I get it. You guys are fucking cute.
All right.
Shut up.
Get sucked.
Suck a fuck. Yeah, your dog's really cute. Your partner showed me pictures. Oh my God. Is that a
Now,
puppy, by the way? It's a huge dog.
yeah, he's 4 months old.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be big. I'm happy about it. It's my from my friend's farm in Scranton, out west of Scranton. And he like
Interesting.
accidentally had third he had these two dogs and they smashed by accident and yielded 15 puppies, 13 of which survived.
15, really?
Yeah. So he sold some to the Amish. Anyway, they're like
Dude did
farm working
well.
dogs.
$1,000, $3,000.
I got a very good price because he's my good friend, but they're worth $3,000. It's like the best investment I ever made. I'm not even kidding. I like have been half trying to convince partner to resell this fucker from the second he took I took possession.
That's hilarious because I thought you meant this is the best investment you've ever made because it's
No,
brought
no,
you so
no.
much joy.
I 6X'd my money. Yeah.
Best investment your friend ever made is letting that dog get knocked up. Oh my God, that's so much money.
I guess, yeah. I think they could become a breeder. I don't know. It's like, it's, yeah, you got to get like a license. I don't know, but it's like a purebred Great Pyrenee. And it's like a really kind of like mellow breed. Now I'm a dog guy, dude. You used to be, then you got divorced.
Yeah, it's true. It's really true.
And do you care about your dog anymore? Or no, it's like not even your dog.
My ex, we're like pretty much only connecting over the dog anymore. She'll send me a picture like a week of her snuggling the dog, and we'll agree that the dog is like an angel.
Right.
But honestly, it's not good for me. Like, I'm far away from it. It pulls on my heartstrings. I know what it feels like to be like an abandoning a like a divorced dad that moves away now.
Right.
It's like the
Well, that's
guilt is.
good. It's nice to feel that over a dog instead of a child, I guess.
Yeah, I would never leave a kid, is what I learned from this. It's like,
Great.
Jesus, I'm really not here for this thing while it lives its life.
That's an excellent little lesson, my man.
I guess, yeah, best investment I've ever made.
Well, so yeah, I got a dog. And then the third thing I have to talk about, are we ready for it?
Let's finish.
Okay, go ahead.
On the dog.
We're naming him Ayatollah.
Are you?
No.
What
I
are
won't say his
you
name on here because it's a no names podcast and I don't want anybody to be able to track him down. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I told your partner that the dog looks like a mixture of Falcor and a Wampa. And she was like, I don't know what either of those are. Do you know what either of those are?
Falcor is from the Neverending Story.
Correct, which is a little before our time, but we know it.
Yeah, I didn't give a shit about that. I was like a Hook guy.
Yeah, me too, obviously.
Yeah, come on.
What's the name of the crocodile?
And every time by the way, I was just on a flight. It was massively turbulent. And I just think about their flight to London, which was also turbulent. Like it's like at the beginning of the movie. There's no, I might put a clip of this on the internet, because there's no way you can find a clip of just like the turbulence of the Pan family's flight to London at the beginning of the movie Hook.
It's scary.
It was turbulent. They were like, a lot of shit was rattling, you know?
Yeah. What's the name of the crocodile?
What?
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. Dude,
Yeah.
yeah, they should ban it.
All
Get back to the
right.
political.
So the other was a Wampa. You know, the Wampa from Star Wars?
Is
Also
that
before
the
our
thing
time.
that he crawls into to survive in
No, but
Hoth?
close. It's a snow creature. It's the Yeti that
The
tries
big
to eat him.
oh yeah. Shit. On Hoth though.
Sure.
Which planet was it on, Josh? Hoth. I've been walking around in Montreal during the dead of winter snowstorm and felt like I was on Hoth.
Montreal is so much worse than Alaska. It's crazy.
Cold-wise?
Yeah, I mean, not interior Alaska, not like Fairbanks, but like Anchorage and Seward down here, significantly warmer most of the time.
Why is that?
Lake effect? Is that a thing?
Ye is that a guess? Oh, yeah.
It's a
I don't know.
guess. Because the East fucking sucks. I mean, you feel that deeper in your bones.
Sure. Well, some
All
of
right,
our
next.
friends are listening to this because they
Are
think,
they?
yeah, like what I have one friend that said, I love your podcast now. And we didn't tell anybody about it, but they just like to hear us talking about poop for a half hour every week. It's like a funny way to like hang out with your friends without having to like take time from your busy life to talk to them or see them.
Yeah, I would absolutely listen to you talking to any of our friends for an hour or a half hour. And I think that's what pissed me off about your old podcast was like, it was still you, but it was you trying to do something genre based or something like that,
I hated every fucking second of it.
as opposed to personality based.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to come up with a new intro for this, by the way, and I want to use AI tools to do it.
I
Okay.
actually want you to leave your old intro. I think that'd be hilarious.
Leave the old intro. I like
Yeah.
can't even figure out how to get it back, is the to be
You
honest.
have like narrator voice in it. You're like, this is what it's like to live in your 30s, where we talk about, and you like make it like a serious talk show kind of.
Yeah, I hate it.
Hilarious.
It's so cringe. It's the podcast version of my jujitsu tweet about Iranian, you Israel, geopolitics. Yeah, I got a dog. And the other thing we were trying to figure out this week, Josh, is
Wait, why'd
okay.
you get the dog? You said there was a reason and then you
No, there's
didn't
no
do
reason. The
good.
timing just was such like the circumstance of it. It's like my friend's
The stars align.
progeny, yeah, and like it's connected, and so you know, we can drop them off at the farm with a bunch of brothers. Da, 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 da.
That's super nice.
I think that's
Oh, that's
good,
really cute.
it's
That warmed my
fitting,
heart.
yeah. I wouldn't have, I don't know. And it was a male dog, I wouldn't have taken a female dog, just kind of all lined up. So now we have a son, and it's a nice simulation for caring for something. We elevated from plants. They say, I've heard this before, if you want to get a kid, get a dog. If you want to get a dog, get a plant. And
I've
you
never
have a
heard that. I like
gecko.
that. I gave my gecko away to a stranger.
Really, on the street?
Through Facebook.
You have a gecko in Alaska. You're a fucking cruel father.
I adopted a gecko that lived in Alaska from a cruel mother.
Sure.
Kept it alive for two geckos. I kept them alive for 2 years. And then before making a huge move down to Seward, I figured they don't need this Hook style turbulence in their life. And
Right.
so I gave them away.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Dude, hook style turbulence is just a powerful fucking metaphor there.
I
We got to get that
agree.
clip on there.
It's like Hook style turbulence and Home Alone plane scene style anxiety are the two strongest feelings I have these days.
As if you're Kevin McAllister's mother
That's right.
realizing that you forgot something important, that's like kind of what you feel.
I'm either Kevin McAllister's mother or I'm the uncle that's like, put it in your purse. Put it in your purse.
Put what in your purse?
I think it's like silverware. They're like, oh, this is such a nice flight, or like, we've never flown first class or
Oh,
something. And
right. He takes it. Yeah. I bet that clip is not on the internet. I got a lot of best bits up to do in the winter.
put it in your purses for sure on the internet. I used to put it in your purse all the time. Nobody gets it.
Find it for me. And if it's not on the internet, we got to get it up there.
I love that you have this collection.
Yeah, it'll build. It's a long con. I love a good long con, you know?
Yeah, you're like Russia.
You think they're like the long con?
I think Russia and Iran are playing the long game. And I'm
And
like
the US
America.
Israel is reactive.
Yeah, I'm like US Israel. I'm reactive, I'm short-tempered, and I'm all in this present moment. Nothing in the future matters.
Yeah, you got to be more like Russia, pal.
That's true. I got to eat more vegetables.
I don't know. They seem a little fucking impulsive, these lunatics in Iran and Russia. It's funny how we get back to the geopolitics of it all.
That was the thought that I didn't get to, was like, it feels like there had to be more intentionality than we understand.
Yeah,
Perhaps
it
this
seems like it was telegraphed. They're like, all right, we're gonna do some shit that we know you're gonna lob, like we're gonna lob some shit at you that you're gonna easily be able to knock down. And it allows us to say to show that we don't like our generals getting smoked, and it allows you to show off your shit and like let's call it even. It's like it's literally like a fucking schoolyard, you know, tiff. It's hilarious.
I
It's not
guess
hilarious, but
it costs like $1.3 billion. So maybe the cost is what was impactful.
right. It's like
Or
two
maybe it's just
kids
the
standing
way.
and ripping each other's like bar mitzvah chains off, you know,
Or
in the schoolyard.
maybe it's the way that the propaganda machine will handle it from here. Like on Monday morning, on all American news outlets and global news outlets, it will frame it or phrase it such that it blames Israel and America. And it's like a long game way to destabilize confidence in these places. I don't know.
Well, what do you know, Josh? You're boring me.
I know I started volunteering for the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
And that's
Auxiliary Coast
different than the
Guard.
volunteering for the
Ambulance.
EMT. Yeah.
Yeah, two different volunteer ships. I love volunteering in this town. It's really fun.
What's so fun about it?
Honestly, I'm meeting all these old people, and like old people in Seward are fascinating. They've been here through some weird shit, like tsunamis and earthquakes and like insane economic shifts and like housing booms. They're just fascinating people. And when I haven't like gotten certified yet, but because they're all old at the Auxiliary Coast Guard, they need a person to operate their new $30,000 drone. And so they're going to get me FAA licensed and certified in using this drone to do like search and rescue stuff.
Because they don't understand technology well enough.
Nobody will touch it with a 10-foot pole. They like have the thing and nobody will get trained in it. They're like, I don't want to touch that robot.
It's really funny.
It's awesome.
Can you
So
see
that's new.
yourself ending up as one of these old fogies there?
It's growing on me. Like some of these families here, like some of the young families, the 30 somethings that are like having a kid in this town, it looks really good to me.
What looks good about it?
They like go skiing together as a family in the winter. The pace of life is really slow because it's a small town. They're like doing mountain races in the summer. I did a trail run the other day with some folks. And this lady had a baby strapped to her, and they were
Whoa.
talking about like they were like complaining about the youth Mount Marathon race age being increased. So like now the most deadly race in the world, you have to be 9 years old instead of 7 years old. And they were like, "Ugh, my 7-year-old was so upset that they can't do the race this year." It's like, "Oh, this is so cool."
It's funny that she's a baby. I feel like if I had a baby strapped to me trail running, I would trip and s explode the baby.
Well, also you rattle its little head and shake it, and it's
Oh,
shaking baby.
right. Yeah, it's just like a
She
pressure.
wasn't running. So it was like the three of us. There's a fast guy who was like, I think I'm gonna go for a 15 miler, and I was like, fuck you. And then there was her, and she was like, I'm just gonna hike. And then I was like, I'll be directly between you two.
Between you. And so
Yeah.
then you'll like take a break and hiker will catch up, or you just never see her again.
Well, first of all, my ability to trail run right now is pretty limited. It means flat and down. It doesn't mean up. So the whole first part of the trail is up, and so we just hike together.
Oh, but you're a fast
What?
hiker. I mean, down is kind of hard, isn't
I
it?
love down. I'll do down all day.
Hell yeah. Hell
All right,
yeah,
what's
brother.
hell yeah, dog. What's your third topic?
I don't know. It's like it's funny, like to the theme, to the tradition of this dumbass podcast that we have, but it's a meatier topic. I'll get into it. We have 3 minutes left. Also, I feel like, by the way, I know that I have been like wrapping up our conversation just before the time runs out, but I feel like it'd be funny if for now on we just kind of let it expire. But I'm
Like
nervous that it's gonna.
mid sentence.
Yeah, I thought that, but then I'm nervous that we might lose the recording, or I don't know. We'll have to see.
Honestly, first of all, to what you're saying, I think you are a good conversationalist and I am a good listener. And so your lead in this ballroom dance actually works for me. I don't know if it works for our audience, but it works for me.
Our audience. We have 20
And
people listening to this.
it's funny to watch the timer and be like, all right, we have 40 seconds left, and we just started talking about like your deceased father
Well, no, so
or
yeah, what was yeah.
something.
What I was gonna raise is we had a conversation like this past week about really like how we now that we kind of have cleared out a lot of our addictions, whether they are drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever, we have more time on our hands that we're realizing. And so how do we, what we want to do next is kind of the next phase of like bettering ourselves, at least you and I, right? Is how to make use of this extra time, like how to start that writing practice or work on that project that we want to work on, or like even increase, we're working out, but how do we expand that? And so I guess I wanted to like think out loud with you about, how we can do that, because it's important for both of us, and but we only have 2 minutes left.
Yeah. You know, I think I just,
You can wrap it up in 1 minute.
yeah, I think I just transferred my addictions. So they're healthier, but they're not healthy. So like, I think I'm a workaholic all of a sudden. And it was like a quick transition, but in this new role, I could easily, yesterday from 8 a.m. to noon on a Saturday, I went to the community health fair just to like network and show my
God,
organization.
on a
Base.
Saturday.
The Sabbath.
That's
And
right.
it was unpaid work essentially, but I like immerse myself in the role now, and so that's my new addiction. So like I almost disagree that I have more time because I won't give myself more time because I just created a new time consuming something.
Well, but you could argue that work, which is like kind of a major piece of your life, investing in it is not a waste of time.
Oh, it's not a waste of time, but it's also not writing. It's not doing the things that are truest to what I'd like to do with free time. It's
Yeah, I'm
just,
transferring my addiction to scrollaholicking, I gotta
oh, me too.
get off that scroll.
Scrolling dating apps, dude, like talking to women that I'm not gonna have something serious with, like,
Well,
yeah.
until next time.
Wait, we got time.
We have less than a minute.
Yeah, don't you want to do the mid-sentence thing though? We should like
No,
keep
no,
talking. Oh, all
no.
right.
I'm nervous that we're going to lose the recording.
Okay,
I mean, we
fine.
could try, but we might lose this entire thing, which honestly,
Fuck no, I'm not doing this again.
goodbye.